Reporting for the Radio Results Network from the Island Resort and Casino Sports Desk, I'm Derek Maselli with another local sports feature. Today we're talking youth soccer as the Marquette United Travel Soccer Program is about ready to get spring activities underway. Coaching director Sasha Kostick says the organization is planning on competing this summer.
We already have scheduled tournaments for this year, and according to the CDC and according to the Michigan Youth Associations, their prediction is that we're going to be able to do so. But it's more based on a daily information and a weekly information, because you really don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks or what a situation with the COVID case is going to be. But in general, we're planning to attend the tournaments this year, and also we have plans to engage the players from entire UP.
As for the winter and spring practice and conditioning, the organization is focused on controlling what it can inside the gym. Kostich adds that while many of the program's athletes engage in other activities that could potentially expose them to the virus, he trusts the program's protocols to keep everyone safe during training.
Safety of our players. That's the number one priority for us. We have players that participate in multiple sports, for instance. And then now they play different tournaments, like, let's say, hockey tournaments. And then we really cannot control what's going on outside of the organization. But what we can do, we can control the protocols that we are doing. Let's say, for example, we take the temperature to the squad, to the players before they arrive. Also, we have a pretty good communication with the families and with the parents in a case if somebody gets symptoms or that they need to notify us, of course.
And so it's all systems go right now as they prepare for the upcoming year. The big question for the coaching staff, though, is how the teams will fare against programs from other states that maybe haven't had to work within the same COVID-19 safety restrictions. Kostich is certainly concerned about falling behind a bit, but again, he stresses the group is working on things it can control.
There is always some circumstances that can positively or negatively influence on a player's development. The circumstances, of course, take a part. That curriculum's a little bit different under the normal circumstances. And then now we have to improvise and at the same time to be effective, but at the same time, the length of the session is not the same. Curriculum is not the same. You're limited in organizing the curriculums, organizing the training sessions. So now we have to reduce some things and do what is the best for the players, and the best for the players is enjoy the game, even in a 4v4 game.
Reporting for the Radio Results Network News, I'm Derek Maselli.